Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Coming up, the debate over regulating midwives and how to make home births safer.
But first, a Boston-based financial services giant, which is earning big profits, is continuing to reduce its workforce. The State Street Corporation says it will cut 850 technology jobs, including more than 550 of them right here in Massachusetts. Joining us in the studio is 90.9 WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nickisch, who's been covering the story. Hi, Kurt. Thanks for coming in.
Of course.
So it was only last year that State Street said it would let go some 1,400 workers. Today, another 850. What's going on?
Well, State Street says the two are really connected. And if you listened late November, they actually hinted that more job cuts were coming. The difference with today's job cuts is that the majority of them are in Massachusetts. 338 people will lose their jobs. Another 220 can keep their jobs, but not with State Street. They'll be working for IBM or Wipro, a technology services company from India, and they may have to leave Massachusetts to keep those jobs. I spoke to company spokesperson Eileen Roberts, and she says this round affects those information technology jobs, but it's still part of the larger restructuring that the company is doing.
The focus of the Business Operations and IT Transformation Program is to build capacity, increase efficiency, continuously improve the client experience, foster innovation, and ultimately help the company grow faster.
Okay, Kurt, now you can say that to us in English.
Yeah, well, essentially, very briefly, technology lets you cut jobs. I mean, what State Street mainly does as a business is manage big sums of money for institutional investors, and computers and information security are obviously really important, but a lot of that's changing how it's done. Technology's got to the point that, you know, maybe nowadays you can trust an outside IT supplier to do some of these things where before you wouldn't trust them to do it. And it's not just happening at State Street. This is something that's happening at a lot of financial services companies in Boston. They're facing these same technological changes.
Sure. It's interesting, Kurt, the company makes this announcement about the job cuts. At the same time, it announces that revenues are up. They were up 8% over the year to $2.5 billion. Doesn't sound like a company that needs to cut, but as you said, restructuring goes forward anyway.
Yeah, they're still profitable. They could keep those people on if they wanted to. But they weren't as profitable as analysts had expected. Their stock's actually down a couple of percentage points, even at the same time the market's up today. But the company will tell you this is really separate from, the benefits of these cuts and the restructuring really wouldn't be seen for several years anyway. So they would say it's unrelated.
Well, Kurt, is there a concern that with these cuts and outsourcing that State Street is diminishing its presence in Boston and could maybe someday no longer be a Massachusetts company?
Well, the company's happy to say no to that and point out that their number of jobs in Massachusetts have actually gone up about 25% over the last 5 years. Look a little closer, a lot of that's really not organic growth, but an acquisition of, you know, remember they bought Investors Financial Services Corporation. It does raise the question, though, I mean, how are Boston's financial services companies going to handle all these changes? And they, with all this pressure, they don't always have to keep as many people here as they did before, and it's definitely changing.
All right, thanks very much. That's 90.9 WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nickisch. Thanks, Kurt.
Sure thing.